Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're pleased to welcome Mike Leslie, who's the TV anchor for WFAA Sports and covered the Stars game in Dallas tonight against the Avalanche. They didn't win that one. But before we get to any specifics of these series, Mike, I have to know. The biggest story in Dallas sports right now, is it the Mavs taking game five, the Stars and the Avalanche locally, or the Dallas Cowboys releasing their schedule?
I think for once the Dallas Cowboys might actually take a back seat. Not by much, and it does not happen often around here, but I think right now the thing people are fired up the most about is that Mavs win in Oklahoma City. I think people walking out of the arena on Monday night after game four, there was a feeling of, well, there went their chance. They could have gone up 3-1. They could have put the Thunder in a hole. They gave away the opportunity. They couldn't shoot free throws. Nice try, but see you next season. Kind of thinking, all right, they're going to go back to Oklahoma City, and that's going to kind of be the end of things. And they went up there and played a fantastic basketball game. Luka in particular, and he's been battling injury, and I mean, there are reasons why he has struggled. But to me, the biggest thing and the most impressive thing about what Luka did tonight, there was a mentality shift. There was a conscious decision, hey, I'm just going to shut up and play ball. And Mavs fans have kind of been asking for that for 5, 6, 8, 14 years. Like, just leave the officials alone and play basketball. And he did that tonight. And he was different. He played different. The entire vibe around the team was a little different. And they went in there and, in a lot of ways, controlled the basketball game. That's the Mavs at their peak. I don't know if that peak is good enough to beat potentially Denver in the next round. Well, you know, but and obviously they've still got a lot of work to be done here with OKC. They've got to win one more and close it out. And the Stars showed tonight how difficult that can be. So I don't mean to forecast too far forward here, but the Mavs zenith, we saw an example of that tonight with Luka. Just, hey, just focus in and play basketball.
I was touting Luka as the league MVP for a good portion of the season. As you mentioned, he's dealing with injuries. This looked a lot more like the Doncic who led the league in scoring. He also mentioned, though, the joy. He wanted to play with more joy, just focus on basketball. How much did you see that with him?
That was the entire thrust of the night for Luka, was to play with that focus, with that joy, with that ease. from a mental standpoint and not get roped up in a lot of the other nonsense. I mean, shoot, I was talking about it with one of my coworkers at WFA down here in Dallas a couple games ago, and I was like, man, if you charted every single time that Luka Doncic drove to the hoop against the number of times that he then followed that drive to the hoop with a complaint to the official, it might be 93% of the time. Like, it's almost every time he goes to the hoop, he's calling, hey, I got hit. Like, and again, this is where I go back to, Mavs fans have been just like, Luka, just play. Just forget all that and play. And to see that tonight was a really good thing, I think, more than anything, forget the fans, for Luka. That was a really good thing for him to be able to find that and know that he can go to that place.
When this team is playing at the highest level, you've got other role players who step up. So how much have you seen the group around Luka grow? And not so much Kyrie, though the two of them had to find a rhythm. But what about guys like Derrick Jones, who has a playoff career high, and PJ Washington, who gets into double digits and has a double-double, actually?
PJ Washington's been maybe my personal favorite story of these playoffs, the way that he has, as a local kid, grew up in Frisco, just north of Dallas, coming back home and really finding a niche. This is a guy that was kind of in no man's land in Charlotte on a team that wasn't going anywhere, and it's hard to shine in that kind of situation. He comes back home, and in these playoffs, and certainly in this series, he has blossomed really, really nicely. And even tonight, struggling early on, got himself in foul trouble, didn't score in the first half. I was at the Stars game tonight, but as I'm trying to track both games, as we've done quite a bit of recently, looking at that box score at halftime, and I'm going, really? After as well as he has played, leading them in scoring and making such an impact on both ends of the floor, that was surprising. And then he bounces back and hits a couple of big shots, especially late, to help them keep Oklahoma City at bay and continued to make the impact that he makes defensively. He's been a terrific story, and Derrick Jones tonight was outrageous. 6 of 6 in the first half, 3 for 3 from three-point range. He's a guy that I can only imagine Oklahoma City's game, we're going to let him shoot, and he buries all of them and makes them pay for that strategy. His first half is as big a reason the Mavs won this game as any, because that is somewhat out of nowhere, and for him to make that kind of offensive impact for this team puts them in a spot where they can be up by 10 at halftime on the road in a game where everybody thought coming in their mentality was a bit distracted, and they were a little down on themselves. They were very frustrated walking off the floor after game 4. They lifted themselves right back up tonight.
Mike Leslie is a sports anchor at WFAA in Dallas with us here after hours with Amy Lawrence. But Mike, what makes the Thunder such a tough out? In the fourth quarter, another 12-1 run to cut that lead drastically again.
Well, I mean, we saw it in game 4. SGA is just ridiculous. What he did in game 4 in Dallas was really, really impressive, and had me walking out of the arena going, all right, you know what? You want to put him second in the MVP voting over Luka? I throw my hands up in the air. Okay, because that was incredible. And we said going into that game, hey, this may be the toughest game for the Mavs to win in this entire series, that game 4 on their home court, because it was going to be a desperate, aggressive, basically playing for their season Thunder team, knowing that they can't go back home down 3-1. And we saw that in the fourth quarter, not just from SGA, but also Jalen Williams had a couple of clutch buckets in that fourth quarter after he had been, in my mind, very quiet the first 3 games of the series. We're probably going to see a very similar mindset from OKC on Saturday back in Dallas, because now they are quite literally playing for their season. And when you have somebody that is as gifted as SGA is, he is incredibly dangerous. So that, like I said before, they still have an immense amount of work to be done to close out this series.
What should the Thunder expect in that arena on Saturday, as the Mavericks have a chance to close out and get back to the conference finals for the first time since 22?
It will be crazy at the AAC on Saturday. There's no two ways about it. That building, honestly, the loudest I have heard that building in these playoffs, this is going to sound a little strange, the loss to the Clippers when they were down 31 and came all the way back to lead that game but ultimately ran out of steam and lost, Kyrie Irving went on a little spurt middle of the second quarter and kind of jump-started that run to get them back into that basketball game. And it was the most surreal thing because it was like the crowd knew, hey, something just started, and they went bananas. The AAC can get pretty loud. The Mavs fans, Stars fans too, but Mavs fans, the volume with Mavs fans is a little different, and they're going to be pretty fired up on Saturday with a chance to go back to the West Finals.
You mentioned Kyrie, so before I move on to hockey, he did re-sign with the Mavericks after that trade last year. Certainly has been quiet around him, meaning not a whole lot of publicized, talked about drama. How do you think he fits there now after a year?
I think he's incredibly comfortable with this team and within this organization. He has found something that clearly he was not finding in stop after stop before getting here. And I don't know what the shelf life of that is. That may be a permanent thing. I don't know. He seems very comfortable right now. I know there have been times where, you know, things have gone sideways on him, either of his own making or otherwise. So there's still a little bit of wait and see for me on that. But he does seem very at ease. And you listen to him talk in the post-game press conference, and he's very introspective and thoughtful about himself and about this team and where they're going and how they're starting to coalesce as a group. And he just seems at ease. And again, I don't know what the shelf life on that is and if that, you know, has any permanence to it, but at least right now he seems incredibly comfortable.
Mike Leslie is with us from WFAA in Dallas, not just talking about the Mavericks winning Game 5, but also the Stars on their own ice, not able to close out the Avalanche. And you were at this game. The Stars are really shown for the Avalanche in the third period. They're able to get goals from Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar. He obviously had a power play goal to tie the game in the second period. What changed in the later stages of this one?
This is an Avs team that you're just not going to be able to keep down for the entirety of a series. This is a team that led the league in scoring this year, 3.68 goals per game. You weren't going to just string together five straight games of holding them to a goal or two and say, see ya. It was never going to be that easy. At some point, MacKinnon and Makar, they were going to break out and have at least a game like this. I can't help but want to go back to the goal that they scored right before the end of the first period and how much that changed just from a mental standpoint, the way that this game was going to flow. Dallas was 6/10 of a second away from going back to the dressing room with a 1-0 lead and just needing to kill off about 20-25 seconds worth of that power play coming back out to start the second period. How different might this game have felt if they were able to just get that second more without giving up that power play goal to tie it up 1-1 late in the first? At some point, they were going to break through. Tonight was absolutely that night. The Avalanche skated much better tonight, I feel like, than they have early on in this series. And Dallas was a little clunkier with the puck tonight than we have seen at any point so far. Again, there was bound to be at least a game like this in the series. But now Dallas, which they've bounced back well in these playoffs. We saw them go down 0-2 to Vegas and bounce back very well. We saw them go down 0-1 in this series in a game where they outplayed Colorado for the majority of that game, but for the about 20-minute stretch where they allowed the Avalanche to come all the way back, then outplayed them in overtime and yet didn't get the winner. So there's a lot of reason for Dallas to feel like they still have the upper hand in this series, but Joe Pavelski did say tonight in the dressing room afterward that they feel like they let an opportunity get away from them tonight to be able to close this thing out on their home ice. He said, listen, we're not playing. We're not trying to win because we want rest. We're trying to win because we want to advance to the conference final. But they certainly wouldn't mind having gotten, you know, a couple extra days to let their bodies heal up and be ready for the West Final. And they just,
at least frittered away two of those days worth of rest that they could have otherwise had.
What makes them so good on the road?
This isn't just the playoffs. This is all through the regular season. They were the best team in hockey on the road, 26-10-5 on the road during the regular season, and then they backed it up in the playoffs in Vegas. They've done it now in Colorado. To me, the thing that was most impressive about going to Colorado, you're talking about an Avalanche team that won their two home games in the first round 11-3. Dallas flips that around on them on their home ice and outscores them 9-2 in those two games. That is a radical shift. I think it just comes down to they're just a really very good hockey team, and they travel really. It's a veteran team between Pavelski and Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin. They nothing changes for them, and they just go out and play their game, whether they're at the AAC or anywhere else.
Mike, this may not be fair, but is there a game that stands out on the Dallas Cowboys schedule?
When I tell you I gave that about 14 seconds worth of a look, published it on Twitter and Facebook, and went back to the hockey, I have not even had a chance to diagnose it. I saw the Browns game came down yesterday. I've given that very little look to this point. The Niners game is always going to stick out. I do remember that one being it's a Sunday nighter, if I'm remembering right, in Week 8. That one is definitely one to look forward to because, again, that's the Cowboys' 800-pound gorilla in the room. Like, they get past them or your season's kind of not really worth a whole lot.
So Mike Leslie's got a lot to juggle these days, but I appreciate that you actually had an answer for that because I'm with you. There's a lot more going on. The schedule release seems important only because the NFL tells us it's important in the month of May. So you can find Mike on Twitter at Mike Leslie, LESLIEWFAA, sports anchor there, covering Mavs and Stars and Cowboys and Rangers. We appreciate a couple of minutes. I know it's been a busy few days. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks, Amy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.